Administrator Mark Gorman asked to have his evaluation held in public, and he asked not to be considered for a raise given this year's budget shortfalls. Assembly members said they're pleased with how Gorman has run the city since taking over in October of 2013. Michelle Putz was on the assembly when Gorman applied for the position.
I think you're doing a really great job. I'm thrilled that we hired you. I think the community has been very happy on all sides, not just the people who are very positive anyway. I think the rest of the folks have not gotten a hold of us to say, you know, I don't like what's going on. And we heard a lot of that before, so I appreciate that. Thank you.
Five assembly members were present for the evaluation, Deputy Mayor Matt Hunter and Ben Maiasato, Stephen Eisenbeiss, and Tristan Gavon, along with Putz. Mayor Mim McConnell and Aaron Swanson were absent. Assembly members praised Gorman for going out of his way to communicate with both the assembly and the public, for being open to new ideas, and for taking input seriously, no matter the source. Here's Eisenbeiss.
We have had our differences in how we see things. What I do appreciate is that I always get an answer back. And it might not be the answer I'm looking for, but it's an answer that supports your decision with reasoning behind it so that I can do my further research as well. And we can have the dialogue to come to a middle ground.
Maiasato said he appreciates that under Gorman, the city has had a good working relationship with the Sitka Tribe of Alaska, and Putz said she made a point of speaking with city employees before the evaluation.
I heard that you have been a good motivator for the staff. I think they appreciate the fact that you not just talk the talk, but you walk the walk. And so your hard work is setting a great example for your staff.
But she said she'd like the city to be more proactive about the budget so that conversations about proposed cuts or revenue can happen earlier in the year instead of being rushed through in the spring. She also asked Gorman to consider delegating responsibility to a larger circle of deputies within the city. Gorman, in turn, thanked assembly members. I am really, really fortunate that I have come into this position with an incredibly supportive assembly, he said. The assembly voted 5-0 to give Gorman a satisfactory evaluation, since that was the highest option available, Putz said.
I move to give Mr. Gorman a very high, way above satisfactory, whatever you need to put in there.
Okay.
I believe satisfactory is sufficient.
I'll take satisfactory if that's all I can give you. Satisfactory.
Meanwhile, City Attorney Robin Kochak requested the assembly go into executive session for her evaluation. She said that some of the things she wanted to discuss were covered by attorney-client privilege.
It's good to be able to talk and tell my bosses exactly what's going on with certain cases that can't be discussed publicly at this point.
The assembly met in executive session for about 45 minutes. When they opened the meeting to the public again, Deputy Mayor Matt Hunter gave a summary saying that as a whole, the assembly was satisfied with Kochak's performance, singling out her work on marijuana legalization and the legal issues surrounding the financial crisis at Sitka Community Hospital. Assembly members voted 5-0 to give her a positive evaluation. Both the administrator and attorney contracts require that any salary adjustments take place along with the evaluations each April. But in addition to asking that he not be considered for a raise, Gorman also asked not to be included in the upcoming 1.5% cost of living increase currently budgeted for non-union employees. His pay will remain the same at $125,000 a year. Kochak also did not ask for a raise above her current pay of $123,240 a year, but the assembly will consider including her in the 1.5% cost of living adjustment if that increase remains in the budget. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholtz.